From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Middle East tensions increases. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy prioritizes the markets of Australia, India, and China. No Indonesian citizens affected by the aftershocks in Taiwan. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy continues to monitor the security situation in the Middle East. In a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said the escalation of tensions in the Middle East had an impact on the movement of foreign tourists, especially from Europe and America. Therefore, the ministry will prioritize closer markets such as Australia, India, and China, which are not directly affected.
Dan strategi yang kami lakukan, Dora, adalah fokus kepada daerah yang...
And the strategy that we are implementing is to focus in areas that are closer, because in the Middle East, this might affect tourists from Europe or America. But from Asia, the Middle East and Australia, this may not yet have a direct impact. So we will prioritize Australia, India, China, and other markets.
Jadi Australia, India, Tiongkok, maupun pasar-pasar lain akan kami prioritaskan.
Sandiaga Uno further said he would remain alert to the escalation of tensions in the Middle East. With the current situation in the Middle East, Sandiaga Uno remains optimistic that the 2024 tourism target will be achieved. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed that no Indonesian citizens were affected by the 5.5 magnitude aftershock that rocked Taiwan on Monday afternoon local time. Director of Protection for Indonesian Citizens at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Judah Nugraha, said, based on the coordination of the Indonesian Trade and Economic Office Taipei with related parties and the community, no Indonesian citizens were affected by the aftershocks. Judah said the ministry and IETO Taipei continue to monitor the impact of the aftershocks in Hualien, Taiwan. Aftershocks have continued to occur since the earthquake rocked the island on April 3, 2024. Next, we have Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General TNI Agus Subianto, who emphasized the Indonesian Air Force must be able to adapt to developments in national, regional, and global situation. The current geopolitical conditions in the Middle East have heated up after Iran launched drone and missile attacks on Israel, which Israel then responded by launching missiles as a retaliatory attack against Iran. This emphasis was conveyed by Agus Subianto when he was the inspector for the Indonesian Naval Force anniversary ceremony. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy in collaboration with the Halal Product Guarantee Organizing Agency of the Ministry of Religious Affairs is implementing accelerated halal certification of food and beverage products in 3,000 tourist villages throughout Indonesia. Certification is carried out through a program entitled Mandatory Halal October 2024. In a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, the Director of Destination Management at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Florida Pardosi, appreciated the collaboration between the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the agency, which will start on May 4, 2024. According to her, certification of halal food and beverage products in tourist villages can increase consumer confidence and open up opportunities for collaboration with strategic partners.
Halal certification of food and beverage products in tourist villages can increase consumer confidence, awareness about food hygiene and safety, and open up opportunities for collaboration with strategic partners. And of course, it can reach a wider tourist market, especially for the sustainability of tourist village development programs. Both ADWI or Tourist Village Award and KSW Tourism Awareness Campaign, as well as other tourist village development programs.
Meanwhile, head of the Halal Product Guarantee Organizing Agency, Muhammad Akil Irham, said, through collaboration to accelerate halal certification of food and beverage products in 3,000 tourist villages, it is hoped that Indonesia can maintain the title of Top Muslim-Friendly Destination of the Year 2023 on Global Muslim Travel Index as last year.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we move to the international news. The head of Israel's Military Intelligence Directorate, Aharon Halifa, on Monday announced his resignation due to his department's failure to prevent attacks by the Palestinian movement Hamas on October 7, 2023. It was posted the Israeli Armed Forces on social media X. On October 7, 2023, Hamas launched a large-scale rocket attack against Israel. As a result, more than 34,000 people have been killed so far as a result of Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Next, we have Beijing that urged group of 7 member countries to abandon the bad habit of blaming each other and start working with the international community to protect peace and promote cooperation and development. That was stated by Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin on Monday. Wenbin said Beijing opposes manipulation of issues related to China regardless of the facts. We end the news with South Korea and the United States that will hold their first round of talks in Hawaii this week to discuss sharing costs for maintaining American troops stationed in South Korea. The talks will take place in Honolulu, Hawaii from Tuesday to Thursday local time, led by Lee Tai-woo, South Korea's chief negotiator, and his U.S. counterpart, Linda Speck. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary focuses on Constitutional Court verdict on 2024 election dispute. The 2024 presidential election dispute is over after the Constitutional Court rejected all challenges from the first pair of presidential candidates, Anies Baswedan and Mohaimin Iskandar, along with the third pair of candidates, Ganjar Pranowo and Mahfud MD. All effort presented by the two pairs of candidates, such as evidence that corroborates non-neutrality during the general election period until voting day, were rejected by the five judges of the Constitutional Court. Something is interesting about the Constitutional Court verdict regarding the election dispute this time, in which three out of the eight members of the constitutional judges accepted some of the reasons for the lawsuit of the presidential and vice presidential candidates. So, the Constitutional Court verdict regarding the rejection of the lawsuit remains legally valid. Previously, the Constitutional Court held a series of hearing sessions from 27th March to 5th April 2024 to hear the applicants' requests, the respondents' and related parties' answers, testimony from witnesses to experts, factual evidence, and testimonies from four ministers. The Constitutional Court also received amicus curiae or friends of the court from various parties before finally announcing the verdict. After the election dispute hearing, several presidential and vice presidential candidates met the media, one of whom was Mahfud MD. He said he accepted everything that became the Constitutional Court verdict. He also respected what had been outlined by the Constitutional Court in a trial that was exhausting after the month of Ramadan and during the days after Eid al-Fitr. Meanwhile, regarding the Constitutional Court verdict on the election dispute lawsuit, Presidential Special Staff Coordinator Ari Dwipayana conveyed on Monday that the palace respects the Constitutional Court verdict on the 2024 presidential election results dispute case, which is the final and binding. The verdict, according to Ari, debunks allegations against the government ranging from fraud to the politicization of social assistance. Likewise, the assumption of mobilization of the apparatus was. Finally, whatever has been decided by the Constitutional Court as the highest institution for legal products must be accepted, respected, and obeyed. The verdict was quite heavy, but the result of the verdict went through a fairly heavy process and was carried out by legal expert and other relevant expert. Thus, the verdict is not based on likes or dislikes or any subjective reasons. Therefore, the 2024 election dispute lawsuit filed by Anies Baswedan, Mohaimin Iskandar, and Ganjar Pranowo, Mahfud MD, to the Constitutional Court was legally rejected. This means that the victory of Prabowo Subianto Gibran Raka Buming Raka in the 2024 presidential election is undeniable. Well, listener, that was the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, we begin today in history with an event of 23rd April 1974, Pan Am's Boeing 707 crash in Bali. Pan Am Flight 812, operated by Pan American World Airways Boeing 707-321B and 446PA Clipper Climax, was an international flight from Hong Kong to Sydney, Australia, with layover in Denpasar, Bali. On 23rd April 1974, it crashed into hilly terrain as it prepared to approach runway 09 in Denpasar after flying for 4 hours and 20 minutes from Hong Kong. 107 people died in this incident. The investigation stated that in addition to the failure of aircraft instruments, there was a human error factor in this incident. Let's turn to another event on the World Book Day commemoration. 23rd April is celebrated as the World Book Day and Copyright Day. UNESCO established World Book Day on 23rd April 1995 at the UNESCO General Conference held in Paris. This date was chosen because it commemorates the deaths of three of the world's greatest writers, Miguel de Cervantes, William Shakespeare, and Incha Garcilaso de la Vega. World Book and Copyright Day celebration is a symbol of a hope and an important aspect in life. We end today in history with English and Spanish Language Day. English and Spanish Language Day are celebrated by the United Nations on 23rd April. This date was chosen because it coincided with the death of the English humanist and writer William Shakespeare and the Spanish literary expert Miguel de Cervantes. The UN established Language Days with the aim of celebrating multilingualism and cultural diversity, as well as promoting the use of 6 official languages throughout the organization. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
mungkin diriku ingin bersama kalian, mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on optimizing Indonesia's membership in the Financial Action Task Force. Indonesia has become a full member of the Financial Action Task Force on Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing after its plenary meeting in Paris, France on October 25, 2023, accepting Indonesia by acclamation as the 14th member. By this, it is hoped that the world would recognize Indonesian effectiveness of regulations, coordination, and implementation of the anti-money laundering regime, preventing the financing of terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, when giving a briefing at the 22nd anniversary of the National Movement for Anti-Money Laundering and Prevention of Terrorism Financing at the State Palace, Jakarta last week, hopes that full membership of the Financial Action Task Force can be a good momentum to strengthen the commitment to prevention and eradication money laundering crime. Becoming a member of the task force is considered important so that economic credibility increases and perceptions of the financial system become better and more positive, thus encouraging an influx of investment into Indonesia. Therefore, international reputation and assessment are very important. The National Strategy Action Plan has been established as a national guideline in determining strategies and policies for all stakeholders in mitigating the risk of terrorist financing crimes as well as new threats that continue to develop. Becoming a full member of the task force means that Indonesia gets support or assistance from 39 other members in the context of prevention and law enforcement. International cooperation is really needed considering that this is transnational in nature, especially with regard to crypto assets. That was my Indonesia Today.
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, April 23rd is celebrated as World Book Day, or more precisely, World Book and Copyright Day. UNESCO established World Book Day on April 23, 1995, at the UNESCO General Conference held in Paris. This date was chosen because it is the date of death of three of the world's greatest writers, namely Miguel de Cervantes, William Shakespeare, and Inca Garcilaso de la Vega. In commemoration of World Book Day, especially for book lovers, we recommend you one of libraries in Jakarta, which not only has a complete book collection, but it's also Instagrammable. It is called Perpustakaan Nasional, or the National Library. The location is on Jalan Medan Merdeka Selatan, number 11, Central Jakarta. To get to the library, you can take Transjakarta bus and get off at the City Hall or Balai Kota bus stop. Then walk to the National Library building. The National Library building consists of 27 floors with 3 floors in the basement. Its height is about 126 meters, which makes it known as the tallest library building in the world. All book collections are complete. There are even ancient manuscripts, multimedia services, audiovisuals, rare books, international collections, various exhibitions, and many more. The National Library also has various other facilities such as theater room, audiovisual services, reading culture area, data center, and rare book collection services. The library is the location of the office of the Indonesian Academy of Sciences. Visiting the National Library, apart from reading books, there are various interesting activities that you can do. You can watch films in the audiovisual room on the 8th floor. There are various films available in this library, from documentaries, fantasy, cartoons, pop, to old films. In this place, you can also see the view of Jakarta from the top floor, precisely on the 24th floor. If you want to see the view on the 24th floor, you must have a library membership card first for entry access. Then you can hang out in the cafe on the first floor of the National Library. The library is open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Meanwhile, on weekends, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cintailah aku sepenuh.
Saat ku jatuh nanti menangis sepi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pasar Terapung Lok Baintan. Di Pasar Terapung Lok Baintan, which means at Lok Baintan Floating Market. You will listen to a conversation about bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a food hawker at Lok Baintan Floating Market. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong. Bang bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20 ribu, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bisa, which means can. Kurang, which means less, atau, which means or. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? Buah kedondong, which means Spanish plum. Jajan, which means buying snack. Dodol durian, which means durian, pace, keren, keren, which means cool, pantun, pantun, which means rhyme, berapa, berapa, which means how much, harga, harga, which means price, 20,000, 20,000, which means 20,000. In this conversation, you will listen to an expression bisa kurang atau tidak. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? In that, there is the phrase bisa kurang. Bisa kurang, which means can it be lower? And this expression is used when bargaining for price at a traditional market. The phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower, actually also means can you lower the price? In this conversation, Chris asked the seller to lower the price down. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions in bargaining a price. Boleh kurang, which means can you make it cheaper? Apakah ada diskon? Apakah ada diskon? Which means is there any discount? For your information, pantun or rhyming poem is UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage since December 17, 2020. Pantun or rhyming poem nomination was requested jointly by Indonesia and Malaysia. For the people of Indonesia and Malaysia, pantun or rhyme plays an important role as a social communication instrument. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong, Bang Bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20,000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bisa kurang. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, tak dapat disentuh walau kau bisa menyentuhnya. Tak dapat dirasa walau seluruh ragamu di sana. Dapat kau menjaganya tanpa harus mengurungnya.
Bayangkan sebagai yang tak kasat mata.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata. Abu yang berterbangan tak dapat melukaimu. Panasnya surya bahkan membuatmu terbuai dan berlaku. Dan kau dapat menyusupi rongga jiwa yang kosong. Dalam
setia, nafas hidup manusia. Nafas hidup manusia.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Mengenang Ayah by Usman Bengkalis. The song was composed by M. Rizal Ichal or Wak Seman. Just like the title, Mengenang Ayah or Recalling Father, it tells about memories with father, who is no longer here. Especially during Idul Fitr, the feeling of longing becomes deeper. It feels like that person wants to hug his father and letting go the longing. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mengenang Ayah by Usman Bengkalis. Enjoy!
Membasahi pipi ini, gema takbirnya membuai syahdu. Ayah, aku rindu memelukmu. Sesuci pagi Aidil Fitri, mengenang peristiwa lama. Kini kamu telah tiada, terhalang semuanya. Ku sangat ingin memeluk dirimu. Tiada manusia sempurna, tiada juga luput dari alfa. Maaf, ku minta kepadamu, di pusaramu aku berharap.
terhalang semuanya. Ku sangat ingin memeluk dirimu. Tiada manusia sempurna, tiada juga luput dari Alfa.
Voice of Indonesia.